Senator Al Simpson. Gambling and athletics are a plenty bad mix that Congress should never see blended. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Say it ain't so, Ted. Legalize sports gambling? We should all know by now that gambling is bad news for sports. The Chicago Black Sox scandal of 1919, where the final game of the World Series was thrown, showed a childhood dream shattered by a rigged game. People still remember. Sure, states need money, but the sum gained by sports wagering surely is not worth the terrible damage gambling brings to the integrity of any game and the negative message it would send to our kids. Some athletes are powerful role models for our children. It would be tragic to poison that bond with suspicion. Ted, over the years, you liberals have gambled billions of U.S. tax dollars down the drain, but even you should agree that turning our states into sovereign gambling dens is just no way to justify those nasty habits. Now, that old spending habit, you could never give up.
Say it ain't so, Al. The prohibition on sports gambling was a Democratic bill. I supported it. So did the vast majority of other senators. The only real opposition came from your Republican friends. All of us know that in these difficult budget times, states throughout the country are hard-pressed to raise revenues for needed public services, and many states have turned to lotteries. But Congress is right to draw the line against sports gambling. It's bad enough that state and local governments lend their support to gambling in any form, but it's worse when government-sponsored lotteries are tied to sports. Inevitably, the integrity of sports is hurt. The commissioner of the National Football League was right. He doesn't want pro football used as a bait to sell gambling. He says, don't gamble with our children's heroes. The NBA put it this way, Al. The idea is to teach kids the fast break, not the fast buck. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.